This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States plans to deploy 3,000 troops to fortify NATO forces in Eastern Europe, surrounding fears Russia could invade Ukraine, the Pentagon said Wednesday. About 1,000 U.S. troops stationed in Germany will be moved eastward to Romania, while 2,000 more will deploy to Poland and Germany from the United States, reportedly from Fort Bragg military base in North Carolina. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby says these are not permanent moves.
They are moves designed to respond to the current security environment. Moreover, these forces are not going to fight in Ukraine. They're going to ensure the robust defense of our NATO allies.
Kirby says U.S. President Joe Biden has been clear the U.S. will respond to the growing threat to Europe's security and stability. The Biden administration says it has endorsed more diplomatic negotiations after Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the U.S. and its allies of ignoring Russia's top security demands. Putin added that Moscow is still open for more talks with the West on easing soaring tensions over Ukraine. Tuesday's comments are his first about the crisis in more than a month. Rocket artillery units of the armed forces of the Ukraine conducted a training session near the de facto border with Crimea Sunday. According to a lieutenant general in Ukraine, the training showed, quote, the readiness of Ukrainian servicemen to respond in time, end quote, to any aggression. Russia is demanding that NATO promise never to allow Ukraine to join the alliance and to stop the deployment of NATO weapons near Russian borders and roll back its forces from Eastern Europe. NATO and the U.S. call those demands impossible. From Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson again.